Proclamation number 9024 of 26th of July, 1965. Assurance of plain truth. When I again and again give you the assurance that you can only receive pure truth from me, then this is to be enough for you to also be able to pass it on in all security. Because you must consider the one thing that the end is shortly approaching you and that I exhaust all possibilities to bring light and clarity to you men, so that you again find out of darkness, which the opponent has spread over you. And I truly also have the means at my disposal to be able to supply people who long for the truth with it, and if I recognize the supply of truth as urgently necessary, to also choose the right vessels for it, which give me the guarantee for a truthful reception of my word from above. Moreover, I myself say to you, test everything, and keep the best. And the Spirit in you will also let you be pruned there, where doubts about truth befall you. And then ask me again that I give you enlightenment so that you understand everything right. But that you are not misled in the times of the end, I myself will teach you through my Spirit, and my opponents can no longer beguile you, because he recognizes intrigues, and your eyes are always directed towards me. The fight between light and darkness already lasts forever and will still last through eternal times, because the light can only assert itself there where redemption has already taken place, because then the opponent is put out of action. And everywhere where my word radiates down to earth, there the opponent has lost his power, and exactly there he will rage and seek to extinguish the light. But I have set up light bearers who are superior to him in power, against whom he cannot fight because they blind him with their light. He tolerates everything but no light because it exposes him, because it exposes all his vices, and that is why he flees into darkness. And because the end is so near, it is important to come out with truth and to carry light everywhere, which is gladly accepted where men feel oppressed by darkness. But you can only receive truth from me, who am eternal truth, and hand it out to all those who suffer from darkness of spirit, who opened their hearts to receive it, and whom I therefore can address, because I know their hearts, because I know that they are willing to love and seek me myself, because they seek truth. And these will always be considered by me, and I will see to it that they can serve me through the spreading of truth. Because it is to be carried everywhere where only a desiring man sends out his thoughts with questions, which I alone can answer for him. Then he will also receive information, and he will always be full of conviction that he possesses pure truth. Therefore do not let yourselves be misled when you yourselves have the feeling to possess full truth, because this is also my voice, which speaks to you, and then you will be instructed from the inside, from the spirit spark, which is my share, which pushes towards me and seeks to unite with me. 26th of the 7th 1965, you must, to be able to work for me, have the conviction in yourselves to receive nothing else than pure truth, to now also be able to represent it with conviction. Because this is the last opportunity, which is given to you, to carry light to men. And that the light is to be recognized brightly and clearly, I myself will see to that, and I will illuminate everything what contradicts this truth, what you therefore can brand as error. But I will not let any error be sent to you myself, because such prevents my love, which I assure every earth's child earnestly wanting to serve me. That you are not yet able to completely penetrate all my messages from above, lets you sometimes doubt the truth of these, but once you have given yourselves to me, once I know about your will, which resists untrue knowledge, I can also protect you from it, for thereby you also testify to your attitude towards the one who is the father of lies, and this will of yours gives me the right to take complete possession of you and thus to present you as bearers of light who are now to spread the light on my behalf, so that spiritually blind humanity will be led out of the darkness of night, and believe ever more firmly in my endless love, which will certainly not allow that you are in error, you who resist it. What an earthly father will do that he does not report in truth things to you, that I will certainly do, and you can therefore drop all doubts. Because again and again I tell you, I need you for this work, and the more you yourselves stand in the desire for pure truth, the better servants you are for me, and you truly fulfill your activity to the best. Therefore never doubt the truthfulness of that which is commanded you from above. And that it is offered to you from above you will be able to recognize by the content of my messages, which preach nothing but love to you and emphasize the work of redemption of Jesus Christ. And who once received enlightenment with such detail just about the work of redemption, he has also penetrated divine revelations so far that he is protected from the influence of bad powers, because his attitude towards Jesus is the safest protection for him. You must again and again imagine that the divine Redeemer himself has already taken possession of you, you who stand up for him, and that it is then completely impossible that you are open for an error, which therefore starts from my opponent. And this is especially necessary in the times of the end to know this, because you will still often be attacked by such who doubt the truth of your announcements, and those are to be countered by those arguments. Believe that I know exactly about the will of the receiver of my word and that I therefore chose such one for me, who recognized every error immediately and resisted the acceptance of it, exactly because it is about the time of the end, where alone the light of truth can still bring rescue to men, who want to let themselves be rescued. And in the end a great light will shine to confirm everything what has been spread as truth. But then also the end is no longer far, because then I myself will come in the clouds, as I have promised. Amen.